At Churchill Downs in Louisville yesterday, Monarcos raced to an easy, if unexpected, victory in the Kentucky Derby. Jorge Chavez rode the winning horse. Jockeys with Hispanic surnames are common these days. However, they rarely find themselves competing against African-American riders. But as Weekend Edition history advisor Douglas Brinkley notes, in the early days of organized, thoroughbred horse racing in America, a former slave dominated the sport.
Abe Hawkins was the most celebrated jockey in U.S. horse racing between the end of the Mexican-American War and the first shots of the Civil War in 1861. He was born into slavery on Duncan Kenner's Ashland Plantation near Donaldsonville, Louisiana. Hawkins had a magic touch with horses. Kenner is credited with introducing thoroughbred racing to Louisiana, and his stable of horses at the time of the Civil War was considered the best. And Hawkins, Kenner's prize slave jockey, became a turf sensation wearing the Ashland Plantation's red-on-red colors. Hawkins notched his first notable victory at the Metairie Racecourse in New Orleans in April 1854, riding Mississippi-bred LeCompte to win both heats of the Jockey Club purse against Lexington, the pride of Louisiana thoroughbreds. Overnight, offers began pouring in from all over Dixie for Hawkins to pilot the finest thoroughbred south of the Mason-Dixon line. Year by year, Abe Hawkins' legend and purses grew. Hawkins became a de facto free man with the end of the Civil War, and he headed for the premier racing circuit in New York. He gained national celebrity and made a small fortune, mostly at the grand old track at Saratoga Springs, where, among other major races, Hawkins won the 1866 Traverse Stakes on Merrill. The great artist Winslow Homer was at Saratoga that day and sketched a grandstand of Yankees cheering Hawkins on. Everywhere he went, sports writers and crowds of racing fans lauded the erstwhile slave's formidable riding skills, particularly the innovation of his unique, forward-leaning style, popularized as the American seat some 20 years later by the white U.S. jockey Todd Sloan. Yet even the northern newspapers referred to him only as Old Abe, never mentioning his family name. Sadly, the phenomenal Hawkins died in 1867 at the pinnacle of his success, and just 8 years before, another African-American jockey, Oliver Lewis, would win the first Kentucky Derby aboard Aristides in 1875. Black jockeys went on to win 15 of the first 28 Derbies. Then, one by one, they were denied license renewals. By 1911, they had all but disappeared. Hawkins was buried under an oak tree, according to his wishes, on the eastern bank of the Mississippi River, overlooking the old training track at the Ashland Plantation. But while Hawkins rode to fame and fortune, his former owner, Duncan Kenner, fell on hard times. After the Civil War, the U.S. government confiscated Kenner's property, and Ashland Plantation fell into ruin. As a parting gesture, Hawkins bequeathed the then princely sum of $20,000 to Duncan Kenner, the man who once owned him.
Douglas Brinkley is a regular contributor to our program.